an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Yeah.
And the sounds and activities of rebuilding together.
Rebuilding together in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. This is the national project.
It is a national project, and it's pretty exciting that it's here in Philadelphia.
It's fantastic that this work gets done wherever it gets done.
Well, and the good thing about Rebuilding Together, they've been around for more than 30 years, and there's more than 200,000 volunteers around the country. So if you're inspired by what we're talking about today, you should go online, rebuildingtogether.org, and find out where you can volunteer for a project that's near you.
That's for sure.
Definitely.
And I'm going to go all high-minded right now and say it's the mark of a civilized society where those that have can give back to those that need. That's right. I said it.
Well, and we're joined by another good organization right now, too.
Rockin', if you will.
A rockin' good organization. The Jon Bon Jovi Soul Foundation. You guys are involved with this Rebuilding Together project. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you. Yes, we are very involved. Glad to be a part of it.
And we're joined by Mimi and Heather. And you know, you guys do a lot of projects around the country with you do a lot of projects with the Jon Bon Jovi Foundation, and there was just an award that was given out recently, too, in New York that you went up for.
Yes, on Monday night, we received the Covenant House International's Beacon of Hope Award, and Jon Bon Jovi and Leo Carlin from our foundation were honored and accepted the award on our behalf.
That is so exciting.
It was very exciting. It was a phenomenal night.
And that is also strangely parallel universe, because I won't say how many years ago, when Covenant House was, I think, a young organization, their principal spoke at my college graduation.
Oh, gosh, fantastic.
Wow. Yes.
That's a full circle.
That's the same thing. Even.
It's funny that we all know the same people. That's spectacular.
That's right.
And for everyone listening, you want to go on Jon Bon Jovi soulfoundation.org and check out the information while we're talking about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, and while John himself grew up in this area, in the Philadelphia region, New Jersey, that kind of thing, it is a national organization, so it's not just located here. And Mimi, could you actually speak more to that a little bit?
Sure. First of all, with Jon Bon Jovi soulfoundation.org, Heather has already posted some pictures from this event, the volunteers that were out here yesterday.
Yep, all you the go, photos girl. From yesterday. Already,
yeah. Yeah.
Felt like of me?
Not yet, but we'll make sure we get you out there.
Okay. It felt like we had 200,000 right here on site yesterday. It was amazing, just as today also. But the Soul Foundation is an organization that helps people that are experiencing economic difficulty. And primarily our focus has been on homelessness, housing, and hunger. We do work throughout the country. We've worked in California, Los Angeles, Colorado, Atlanta, Detroit. A lot of work in Philadelphia with Project Home and Sister Mary Scullion and Joan McConnon's organization. And also a lot of work across the river in New Jersey. We've done work in Camden as well as Newark.
So if you're listening around the country, it could be easy to get involved with your organization specifically if you live anywhere that's not Philadelphia.
We don't do volunteer programs or projects around the country on an ongoing basis, but whenever we do, we certainly... Heather will put it on the website.
Yeah, we have it up on our website. We have a volunteer section. And even if it's not a project we're specifically running, if we have a community partner, for example, we partnered in Detroit with Habitat for Humanity, they're always looking for volunteers. So we do have their link up on their website. So even if it's not something we're directly working on at the moment, we have plenty of volunteer opportunities from our community partners that we've worked with in the past.
And you tweet that out too. So you guys follow you guys on Twitter at JBJ
Soul Found.
Soul Found.
Yep.
Yes. We follow you.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank
you.
That's terrific. Now, John himself, he could, like any person who's achieved his level of achievement and fame and notoriety and so forth, could apply his philanthropic nature to anything, kids in Africa, the environment, you know, whatever it is. Why is it this?
You know, and they're all really great missions and projects that others work on. But As you know, being in the nonprofit world, you have to narrow your focus. So our focus being homelessness, housing, and hunger first started through his noticing a homeless person here in Philadelphia huddled up against the walls of City Hall one cold winter night. And he thought, now there's a problem to which I might be able to help with the solution. Wow. And it was that moment when he was, you know, in a warm hotel room looking out, thinking that might be something he could affect. And
now,
he has.
Listening to you, I feel there's a song there. Was there a song that's developed out of that?
Actually, I'm not sure about that
specifically. Because it's very poetic listening to you describe that.
And without going taking that too far, I can actually hear the emotion in your voice.
Yes.
Like, you don't just work there. You're committed to this idea. I can feel it. I don't even have to
ask.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, but definitely.
It's wonderful. Heather, I'm not so sure about you.
She tweets. You don't get her voice.
Oh, Mark.
Heather,
really?
How did you come to... How did you come to this whole thing?
And thanks for staying with us throughout
the entire interview
and not leaving, because I would totally be okay if you left right now.
That would have been one of those, like, you know, on
the
View
a lot of people.
Where people put their stuff down and leave.
And leave,
yeah.
No, not at all. I actually started working for the Philadelphia Soul Arena football team, and I did their marketing and community relations. And when the league suspended operation at the end of 2008, I was the last one still at the office, and I had worked with Mimi a lot, and she was the only one at the foundation working, and so asked if I would come on board, and I gladly accepted. It's my first experience in nonprofit, but I absolutely love it, believe very strongly in our mission, and I've been there since 2009, so I love it.
So we could sum that up as last man standing, and I grabbed her.
And I'm very glad
you were
that
the only one working there at that time.
Yes, I had just started the foundation a couple years prior to that, and John and the board of directors had asked me to stay on as the original executive director. So originally I was doing everything myself. Yes, mm-hmm. Finding projects in which we would get involved. Copying, you know, doing everything, trying to do social media. Thank you, Heather, for coming in. But no, it was a one-person show there for just the first couple years getting started.
We don't know anything about that.
Can you describe, you know, what you guys have been able to achieve, you know, to accomplish your mission? You know, do you know how many people you've touched and, you know, what has come of what you've done?
You know, we've just passed our sixth year mark. Mm-hmm. We're in our sixth year,
In our sixth year.
So at that time, we kind of took a step back and looked at the number of houses that we had done. And we've participated in, you know, over 300 units of housing for people around the country.
Wow.
And I said to Heather, I think it's time now for us to go back to visit the people whose lives we thought we would be affecting by renovating their house or providing a new home for them, and let's get their personal stories. So she's actually in the process of gathering
really?
Some of that information now.
Oh, that is really good. Yeah. So you're traveling around the country and you're gathering up these stories, and you're mm-hmm. gonna probably put them on the website.
Yep, that's our goal. That's what I'm working on right now with all the partners we've worked with in the past, is to reach out to the homeowners, and as long as they're willing to speak to us, you know, get their stories and see, you know, how their lives have changed.
Well, I want to check in with you after you gather all of those stories, because, you know, it's one thing, you know, volunteering like a day like here for Rebuilding Together and helping the community, but then to see what happens after mm-hmm. you leave.
Right. And that's what it's all about. When you walk the street of North 62nd Street here in Philadelphia, you know, I love to just stop and talk to the homeowners that are standing outside their house and just watching the transformation. But it's an entire neighborhood transformation. I mean, when all the trucks pull away and all the pods are emptied and furniture put back in their homes, when you walk down that street, it won't be recognizable as what it was.
That's the thing, too,
is that they're all coming out of their house, too. And mm-hmm. I imagine mm-hmm. that neighbors are meeting neighbors that they haven't met before. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Or spent this much time with each other.
A lot of interaction over there. It's great.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And what you were saying about, you know, when the trucks pull away and you know, you sort of go back to where it all started. Is that really like the real first day of the project? Because now they have what they need to do what they need to do.
they have healthy homes. They have homes in which they can raise, sometimes there's three generations of a family living in one of those homes. So they have the ability to move on with their life and not have to worry about, do I pay for the repair to my roof? Or do I, you know, feed the grandchildren? So, you know, there's those choices will be removed from their lives.
That's not a choice I want to have to make.
No, that's not a choice that anybody should have to make.
Right. And I want to ask this question too, and I don't mean to be too dramatic, but I kind of have been. We visited here at the Overbrook Center where this is happening with your organization and Rebuilding Together, and I kind of see a line. Something in the case of the Overbrook Center that was about to be nothing, but now it's something. And in your projects around the country, do you see that as sort of a doorstop for a neighborhood from slipping off the edge? When you see a nothing, you make it something, and that starts to turn the corner?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are certain elements that we look for in every project that we do. And obviously housing is one of them. But another critical element are the wraparound services and the commitment that the community themselves are willing to make to what's happening. And, you know, if you've met Jerome, you know the commitment that's being made to the center.
Now, and Heather, since you've joined this organization and when you're walking around in your regular life, do you look at neighborhoods in a different way now? And do you see an opportunity for, you know, a neighborhood to get better or a house to get better or a family? I mean, has it changed your outlook on the way you're seeing the world?
Oh, it definitely has. And, you know, on a daily basis, you walk around, especially, you know, down in Center City, and when you leave, you know, our office is right there. So when you kind of branch mm-hmm. out a little bit from the city and, you know, you see people in need and you think, you know, how can I help and who can we reach out to? And, you know, running our website and all the emails we get on a daily basis mm-hmm. and the stories that we hear, and you just want to be able to help, you know, and even if we can't do it directly, direct them to someone who can assist, who is in their community. So it definitely changes the way you look at things.
That's very cool.
That's incredible to see that you're both a direct participant and a clearinghouse, as it were, for other organizations to help these neighborhoods that are trying very hard to help themselves. And unfortunately, we have to help ourselves to a break. So follow the Jon Bon Jovi Soul Foundation on Twitter, check them out on Facebook, and visit their website, jonbonjovisoulfoundation.org.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a super.